The next patient is Maureen Albright. The last name is A-L-B-R-I-G-H-T. The first name is Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has been receiving a Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. And we have laboratory workup that was done on December the 13th of 2023, in which the serum creatinine went down from 1.42 to 0.98, and the estimated GFR went up to 59. The uric acid is undetectable, and the patient has experienced a remarkable improvement of the arthritis that she was suffering from. She has received 4 infusions, and we are planning to give her 12 infusions. Protein creatinine ratio is consistent with a 900 milligrams of protein, and that is confusing. Whether or not the patient has a urinary tract infection is a possibility, and this is interfering with the determination of the protein in the urine. The urinalysis, she has positive leukocyte stearase and clumps of white blood cells. There are 13 RBCs and 3 plus bacteria. We are going to check the culture, and if she is with a urinary tract infection, we will treat it because she is having frequency and frequency. Following number, the patient has history of psoriasis. Following number, the patient has 2 polyps in the colon that were removed. She is asymptomatic, hyperlipidemia. Following number is hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 102. The LDL is 102. The total cholesterol is 187. LDL 102. HDL is 68. It's acceptable. Following number, hypertension that is under control. And following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease, taking cimetidine 400 milligrams POBID. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We spend 10 minutes in the laboratory. Review and comparison with the prior numbers, and on the other hand, in the face-to-face, we spend 18 minutes in the documentation, 7 minutes.